Okay, here is the promo for my Sunday show. Hey, this is Stu Daniels, host of Stu Man PM, Politics and Music, heard every Sunday from 4 to 6 p.m. here on Wisconsin's Resistance Radio Network. Stu Man PM is your Sunday afternoon update on two of my favorite topics, politics and music. Join me this Sunday, April 29th, when my guest will be candidate for Governor Kelda Royce. We'll be talking politics, we'll be talking music. Stu Man PM, Sundays 4 to 6 p.m. here on Wisconsin's Resistance Radio Network. Okay, and here is read number one. For Wisconsin's Resistance Radio Network, I'm Stu Daniels with your headlines. Two West Milwaukee police officers who broke down a mentally ill man's door and tased him in the shower 18 times before he died will not be criminally charged, Milwaukee County District Attorney John Chisholm has decided. The two Republican candidates for U.S. Senator met in a contentious debate last night. Leah Vukmir aligned herself with Scott Walker, and Kevin Nicholson compared himself to Donald Trump. And a proposal to name part of 4th Street in Milwaukee for civil rights activist Vel Phillips is moving forward. Okay, here's read number two. For Wisconsin's Resistance Radio Network, I'm Stu Daniels with your headlines. Two West Milwaukee police officers who broke down a mentally ill man's door and tased him in the shower 18 times before he died will not be criminally charged, Milwaukee County District Attorney John Chisholm has decided. And outgoing House Speaker Paul Ryan has forced out the chaplain of the House. Reverend Patrick Conroy has submitted his resignation. Conroy said Ryan was upset that he mentioned in a prayer that lawmakers should not be choosing winners and losers with the new Republican tax plan. Okay, here's read number three. For Wisconsin's Resistance Radio Network, I'm Stu Daniels with your headlines. New records released yesterday by the Department of Corrections show a guard at the Wisconsin Youth Prison took out the garbage before responding to a suicidal inmate's call for help. The guard was one of three at the Lincoln Hills School for Boys and Copper Lake School for Girls to resign or be fired last month after DOC officials determined the guards lied under oath, falsified logs, and failed to immediately respond to the call for help before the inmate attempted to hang herself. Okay, here is read number four. For Wisconsin's Resistance Radio Network, I'm Stu Daniels with your headlines. New records released yesterday by the Department of Corrections show a guard at the Wisconsin Youth Prison took out the garbage before responding to a suicidal inmate's call for help. In sports, the Bucks beat the Celtics last night 97-86 at the Bradley Center, forcing a Game 7 on Saturday night in Boston. The Brewers lost to the Cubs last night 1-0, ending their 8-game winning streak. Game 2 of that 4-game series is today in Chicago, and the Packers chose cornerback Jaire Alexander from Louisville with their first pick in the NFL draft. And here is the forecast. Forecast for Milwaukee, rain likely today and tonight. Lows tonight in the low 30s. For tomorrow, mostly sunny with highs in the upper 40s. And on Sunday, sunshine. Should be a nice day with highs in the mid 50s. I'm Stu Daniels for Wisconsin's Resistance Radio Network.